shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast at 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and a whole lot of other things. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And tonight we're going to get into more on the story of Jackass star Ryan Dunn, Justin McElroy, who is a 17-year-old president of his junior class, entering his senior class at Canyon High School, is going to be talking with us. A big fan of the Jackass television and film series and of Ryan Dunn. This is a young actor, a comic actor, a stunt actor, who was killed, I believe it was, what is this, Wednesday? It was Monday. Early Monday, I think, when his car went out of control in Pennsylvania, 140 miles an hour. It was a Porsche 911 GT3. It crashed. It caught fire. Ryan Dunn was killed, as well as a friend of his, Zachary Hartwell, who was a stunt driver. We're going to talk about this when we get with our guest here. We also have David G. Hall, who's going to weigh in on it here. And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we have Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley coming on later to talk about a handicapped vet or a wounded vet who is applying for a home loan to move into their Western Estates Homeowners Association there. What are the responsibilities of homeowners associations when it comes to making places, whether they be the you know, the community center or a home itself or anything else, handicap accessible? And we are talking about a vet, so we'll discuss that with Bobby Dooley. 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, WCFO in Atlanta and KBTK in Flagstaff, Arizona. Jackass star Ryan Dunn was drunk and speeding up to 140 miles an hour when his 2007 Porsche 911 GT3 crashed and caught fire on a Pennsylvania highway early Monday, according to police. Dunn and Zachary Hartwell, a 30-year-old stunt driver who once worked with Dunn, died from blunt and thermal trauma. And I don't think I need to explore that anymore with you, what that means. Blunt and thermal trauma. According to this report, and we'll get Justin McElroy on the line in just a moment, according to this, toxicology testing by the coroner indicated that Mr. Dunn's blood alcohol concentration was 0.196, which is more than twice the legal limit of 0.08. This according to a police spokesperson. The West Goshen police there in Pennsylvania were called to the wreck scene on State Route 322 at 2:30 early Monday morning. And upon arrival, police located one vehicle off the road and in the woods that was fully engulfed in flames, according to police. A photo of Mr. Dunn was posted on his Twitter account about 2 hours before the wreck, showing him in a, with a drink in his hand. Two men sitting with Dunn in the photo were not identified. The manager of Barnaby's in Westchester confirmed that the photo was taken in his bar on Sunday night. Justin joins us here. Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School. Justin, how are you tonight?
Well, you know, we're feeling pretty bad about it.
As I am. And I know that you have a sensitivity to the reporting on this, right?
Well, we, you know, those of us who are like the Jackass series, yeah, I'd rather they not talk about some of the specifics of it.
Such as what?
Well, that he was going 140 miles an hour and that he'd been drinking. I mean, I know that they have to report on the wreck, you know, how the crash happened and everything, but I don't think they should report on the fact that he was drinking, probably that he was going too fast, or he was drinking, and I wish that they wouldn't report on the fire, too. And
what would you have preferred them to have reported on?
Well, I think when it comes to somebody who is, you know, there's a sensitivity about it, you know, Mr. Henry?
Well, no, I don't. What would you have preferred, Justin, as a fan of his, and there's a lot of people who are fans of his, what would you have preferred that they report on?
Well, I think they could have just said that he was killed, you know, but they didn't need to say that he was drinking and driving, because that is not fair. You know,
what isn't fair about that?
Well, I mean, even you asking me those questions, it's not really fair.
Well, I mean, I have to ask you the question.
Well, you said that you feel bad about him dying. What do you think about it? You know,
well, I mean, even though I feel bad about Ryan Dunn dying, I know that these news guys are going to do their jobs. There's nothing to stop them from doing it. Every single accident, every single death that involves a prominent person, these guys are always talking about it. They're always reporting on it. You know, they're always giving the specifics. We got some real specifics from Speak of the Devil. You know, R.C. Collins was talking about Princess Diana the other night.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that he did die, and that's sad, but I don't think they should have reported that he was drinking. They don't have to do that. And they didn't have to report that he was speeding either. And I think that that's bias in the news media when they do that.
And how is that bias?
Because they make him look like he's, you know, like they're putting him in a bad light at the time, you know. And
so therefore you feel that it should not be reported on at all, his drinking, his driving fast.
And the fact that they went out of control. I think what can be done in a situation like this, Mr. Henry, and we did it in a journalism project that we did in our high school, is to basically say that Ryan Dunn was a movie actor and that he passed on from an illness.
Do you suppose that there's going to be anybody in the news media that is going to pick up on that?
But you have to understand, it's not sensitive to the people that were fans of his, and it's not sensitive to anybody that cared about Ryan Dunn to go into that he was going fast and he was drinking and that he was also you know, doing all that other, like he was in a bar and everything. And it's not sensitive to the fans, and it's not sensitive, it's not sensitive to people that liked his movies and the things that he did, you know? And so... So
the reporting on this should not be truthful.
I didn't say that. I don't think it's not truthful to just say that he died. You know, that he died.
And you said that he died from an illness.
Well, yeah, because you have to say he's a young man, so you would have to say that he did die, and he died from something that was
untimely.
Yeah, untimely, and that he. You know, had there was problems or something, and that tells enough that, you know, Ryan Dunn from the Jackass movies, because look what happened. Roger Ebert Roger Ebert, you know who Roger Ebert is?
Yes, I know. Roger Ebert called Ryan Dunn a jackass, and
yeah, he was completely disrespectful to him.
And I know a lot of people jumped down Roger Ebert's throat and really gave the guy a whole passel of crap for it. And he actually backpedaled a little bit and said that he was sorry.
Well, that's not good enough. I mean, Roger Ebert should have been fired for that.
Roger Ebert should have been fired for what?
He should have been fired for calling Ryan Dunn a jackass and saying that Ryan Dunn was... a jackass and everything.
Well, Roger Ebert, his timing was not the best. I understand that. What did he say that was not truthful, though?
It doesn't matter. He hurt me, and he hurt other fans. He hurt and he hurt friends of Ryan Dunn, okay? And he hurt, I mean, a lot of people he hurt. And so I think the news media needs to be more accountable. And when you say that a guy died, that's one thing. When you say that a guy died because he was drinking and going fast, and in this case, it was 140 miles an hour, it was 0.19 blood alcohol, all of that information goes to making that person look very, very bad. And at a time like this, where there's people like me and other people who care about his movies and care about him, you know, that's wrong to do that.
And so the news media, in your mind, needs to take into consideration the sensitivity of people that know these individuals, whether it's a Ryan Dunn. What about a Princess Diana?
Oh, I don't think that Princess Diana is the same.
And why not?
Because she was a princess who was very famous and had a lot of the paparazzi, or how they ever say that.
Paparazzi?
Yes, sir. And those people, she's just different. Princess Diana was different. She's going to be a person that you're going to have to report how bad it was. I mean, if I read where she was like crawling on the dirt or something.
Who, Princess Diana?
Yeah, in her death.
And what did you read?
I read that when she got thrown from the car, and then she was crawling on the pavement and stuff, trying to get back to it.
Well, I didn't read that. So that's a very interesting thing that you say. You think that's okay to report that, but not the specifics of what happened to Ryan Dunn?
I think it is, because she was a princess who was followed by the paparazzi and by other people who, and the news media. She had a lot of money, and people were really curious about the marriages that she was going to have. In Ryan Dunn's case, he was an actor, but there were people who cared about him and cared about his movies, and when they found out that he died, there was a lot of sadness.
Well, there was a lot of sadness around Princess Diana, don't you think?
There was, but it was a lot of it. I mean, there was a lot of people that liked Princess Diana. Even Roger Ebert was not going to say anything bad.
All right, I have David G. Hall, who, and by the way, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Do you agree that the Ryan Dunn story, the young actor from Jackass, Justin McElroy on the line with us here, you can report that he got killed, but saying that he was speeding and saying that he was drinking at the time of his accident and saying that there was a fireball, saying all of these things, this is not necessary, right, Justin?
And yeah, I mean, it's not necessary. It's just they're trying to exploit it.
And they shouldn't report it. And what about the people who are against drinking and driving?
I don't even think so. You don't have to. I think that those people who are against drinking and driving can just say it's, I don't think you need to give them about any ammunition about this.
All right, David G. Hall is joining us here on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Hall is the Vice President of Syndication here for our radio show. David?
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to jump in on this with the young man. I agree with what he's saying, and I'll tell you why. The film Jackass and Ryan Dunn represents a younger demographic that we certainly find attractive for our advertising. Hey. It's talking about how the guy was drinking and going fast is unnecessary, because it only serves to I think, sully the man's reputation. So when you talk about this man, Mr. Dunn, and I've already talked to Bud, I don't want to hear anything about the going fast, and I don't want to hear anything about drinking.
Well, if I'm talking about his passing on, okay?
Yes, but I don't want you, and I've talked to Justin. You don't want him saying it. I don't want you to mention the drinking, Mr. Henry, or the him going fast. And I've already talked to Bud Dickman that we're going to have an audio reminder in the next segment that if you bring up drinking or if you bring up going fast, we will simply utilize this audio reminder.
Am I being censored?
No, sir, we are not censoring you. But what we are doing is indicating our displeasure at you continuing to push this story in this direction.
I haven't pushed the story in that direction. Roger Ebert was the guy that was initially jumped on. I have been nothing but respectful. I've got this young guy on the phone. He's telling me how he feels. I'm asking him questions.
Right, but you're starting to get over into an area about, you know, what about him drinking? What about him drinking? What about him drinking?
Well, I'm just asking what he finds to be acceptable.
Well, Mr. Henry, if I could say...
Go ahead.
You know, I don't like being talked about like I'm not here, and I'm saying that you and other talk show hosts don't talk about him going fast or drinking, is all we're saying. We've got the audio reminder.
But you want me to keep on talking about this story?
Yes, it's a very important story.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with some of your phone calls here tonight for Justin McElroy. We have David G. Hall on the line with us. The death of Ryan Dunn is a tragic occurrence for people who are fans of the kind of gonzo comedy and stunt comedy that he was involved in. It was a horrible way to go. There was speeding, there was drinking involved, and this young man who is a fan of Mr. Dunn's is saying, Justin McElroy, he and other people just are sick and tired of hearing about how this man was drinking and how he had been speeding. They don't want to hear it anymore. David G. Hall is on endorsing that. I have to talk to Bud during the break to find out what kind of audio reminder we've got. And we'll be back. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And with me next hour, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley on the handicap on the wounded warriors who are returning home and buying homes. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. My understanding is that there's going to be a sound effect played. You're calling it a sensor alert.
No, it is not a sensor alert, Phil. We don't want your audience to think we are censoring you. We are trying to be sensitive to Mr. McElroy and other fans of Mr. Dunn. When you bring up Ryan Dunn's drinking, or you bring up his speeding, we don't want that talked about because...
I understand. Look, I understand the idea of sensitivity to this young man's death.
Look what happened to Ebert, okay? And I think Roger Ebert, especially a man like Roger Ebert who had suffered some kind of cancer and had literally, Roger Ebert is horribly disfigured, and he tries to draw attention to himself like, I'm Roger Ebert, and look, I'm going to talk about Ryan Dunn, and he looks like a freak. And
all right, well, let's not talk about a man that way. Let's talk about the man on the merits of what he says, all right?
Yeah, but I don't think any guy that looks like a freak, and I agree with this young man, Roger Ebert said very insensitive things about Ryan Dunn, and coming from a guy that looks like a freak off of another planet, and...
I think that is... You're spitting those words out in a very cruel way. You know,
well, did you agree with Roger Ebert?
No, sir, I did not agree with Roger Ebert. Not at all. I thought he was an insensitive slob. I think his name-calling was uncalled for. I'm asking you guys about the reporting of the story. The fact that this young man, at least in the story, was reported to have... What are you doing?
That's the sensitivity alert. Because you were going to bring up his drinking.
That's the sound effect. A toilet flushing.
Well, I think it conveys the message.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go to Brad in San Antonio. Brad, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here as we talk about Ryan Dunn and with Justin McElroy. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. How's it going tonight?
It's good. Thank you.
I would have to say this McElroy kid, he's a future liberal, and the other guy that's talking, he is a liberal. The media did their job. They reported the story. And these guys are trying to put a slant on it, like...
What does that mean,
Hollywood?
What's that mean,
Hollywood?
I mean, I'm just saying... Okay, so if you... What do you mean, a liberal? I just don't want... Why are they talking about him? Well, I don't want to say it.
Because he's in Hollywood. Because he's in Hollywood, and they don't want anything bad said about anybody in Hollywood, and that's just their way of circling the wagons and protecting things. I mean, it's the same
thing. Well, I don't have to tell you... I don't mind your opinion, sir. The thing that I do like about what this gentleman is saying in San Antonio is you're at least not bringing up what we don't want you to bring up.
Well, why don't you want me to bring that up? I mean, the fact of the matter is he was killed on a highway, and I'm not saying that it's not a tragic thing. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing it's a good thing that it happened. I'm not saying that at all.
So far, you're doing okay.
Well, I'm just telling you, why is it in your people's minds that you cannot just simply report the facts? That's what's wrong with the media in today's culture, is that people just simply cannot report the facts.
This was a beloved star of films that young people really enjoyed, The Jackass.
He's beloved to a bunch of high school kids. Past that, he's not beloved.
No, these were young people, young Americans. But I thank you for calling and not mentioning.
You know, I'll mention it. The drinking and the driving. See, there it is.
Because we don't want you mentioning it.
So every time I bring that up, I'm going to hear a toilet flush.
I didn't hear this caller bring it up.
Well,
I thought the caller was very...
This is the thing, I'm with Phil on this. I just want everything reported as it's supposed to be reported. And if in your mind you don't think that, you know, whatever it is you don't want talked about shouldn't be brought up.
Well, why did you hit it there?
Because he was going to say it. You were going to bring up the things that we don't want to mention.
Okay, I bring up the fact that he was drinking and it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
You know, that's pretty childish. That's... Hold on, brother. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hold the line.
He brought it up, so we had to do it.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-BILL. That's 877-876-7445.
I think it's ridiculous.
I agree with you, Phil, that it is ridiculous, but we need it, because if you're going to make these ridiculous and offensive statements, we've got to have this sensitivity alert as buttons.
Well, you're playing it behind a caller, and all we're doing... Is it supposed to be that loud?
I want it to be loud to remind you and your callers that when you bring up these topics that are patently offensive to the fans of Ryan Dunn, you're going to hear that.
All right, I want to get back to my caller, Brad, in San Antonio, then we'll move along. Go ahead, Brad. Is Brad there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir. Did you have anything more that you wanted to say? I know we were talking about the reporting.
Let me
just try to put this in a different way. If, and out of respect, I won't mention what the media did.
Thank you very much.
But I will say, if I, as a 27-year-old male in San Antonio, went and did the same
what is
thing
that?
That, went and did the same thing that say. Ryan Dunn did, do you honestly think that there would be people raising a bunch of hell about the way it would be reported? No, it would be reported as it happened. And there's not going to be anybody there to say that, the way that it was reported for me, is terrible. The only reason that people are raising Cain about this is because the guy is from Hollywood. If it wasn't for that, if the guy wasn't on TV, no one would care. There's plenty of people.
When you say the same thing, what do you mean by the same thing? What do you mean if you did what?
Oh, if I got drunk and crashed and died.
All right, so you got the man to say that, so you can play that sound.
I'm wondering how smart your listeners are tonight. Are they going to understand?
Yeah,
you baited the guy.
Really, the toilet thing really doesn't bother me, so do it all you want.
Well, you were baited into saying that just so they could play that.
I know.
Mr. Henry, I think it's important to let everybody know. I don't mean anything about Brad, but to let everybody know that we should report the death of Ryan Dunn, but not drinking.
This gentleman here, Brad, just said one thing that was absolutely true. If it happened to him, they would report it.
As well they should.
So if it happened to him, they'd report it. Then why don't you report it for Ryan Dunn?
Because he was a bit... Oh, boy. You guys...
What don't I get?
What you don't get is the sensitivity that people... The love that people have for this man... And the respect they have for this man.
Okay, well, what about the people that have love for me? What about my family and friends and everybody else who has love for me? Does that not count?
We're not talking about as many. We're not talking about as many, sir. We're talking about a smaller group of people.
How do you know that I don't have as many fans?
He's getting over the line. You are getting over the line.
I can't hear what the guy's saying.
Getting over the line.
All right, Brad, I appreciate your call, sir. I think you said it very well. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Why did he get the sensitivity alert?
Because he's beginning to stray over the line. He started to say, how do you know? Well, you and I both know.
I don't know who that man is. He might have been famous.
Well, he was calling from San Antonio, okay? How famous could he be?
And what if he's a member of the Spurs?
Oh, boy, just for saying that alone. Just for saying that alone.
A member of the front office. Maybe he's the owner of the team. Maybe he's the coach of the team. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Justin McElroy and David G. Hall about Ryan Dunn and how this story should be reported. Now, over the last 24 to 48 hours, We've seen at least one media personality excoriated, as well he should have been. Roger Ebert, for calling this young man Ryan Dunn a jackass. I understand that this kid was... Well, see, here we go.
So not...
I don't want to hear it. Don't get into... If I can say this. Don't get into what he was doing. Just talk about how this man, Roger Ebert, was inappropriate, how Roger Ebert was the man who brought up things that he never should have brought up. I don't want to hear about Ryan Dunn being this or that. Ryan Dunn was a great star. Okay? I mean, that's the point, Mr. Henry. And that some no-jaw, I'm sorry for saying it, but a no-jaw freak.
Okay, so Roger Ebert's a no-jaw freak, and he shouldn't have opened his mouth.
He shouldn't have opened what was left of his mouth. Shouldn't have opened. You see what I'm saying?
And that's very funny. That's very funny.
Well.
But the fact is, he shouldn't have opened his mouth about Ryan Dunn. And that's just where that's at, and Phil Henry cannot announce or talk about the reasons for this boy's death.
That is exactly right, and I wish that you would stay with that, because...
And what this man Brad said in San Antonio, and what I suspect other people are going to have to say, means nothing. Why not report the news?
The news is reported, Mr. Henry. Ryan Dunn is dead.
What about the way that this guy died?
Boy, you are really asking for it. I have said over...
Why am I getting it now?
Because I told you not to bring up the aspects of this man's death.
877-876-PHIL. We are talking here, as well as we can, about the death of Ryan Dunn. Here is Cece in Tri-Cities, Washington. Go ahead, Cece. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
What
I want to ask is, how would you feel if it was your daughter or cousin in the passenger car seat? That was killed.
Are you asking me?
Yes, you.
I don't know. Would I want it reported? No.
No, how would you feel?
I guess I'd feel pretty bad. I guess. Oh, I feel bad right now that Ryan Dunn died. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, I feel bad that Ryan Dunn died, so what's your point?
I think the lady is leading up to something here.
My point is...
Have you? Well, I want to ask you a question. Have you called this show before? Because I've heard you before with this very slow manner
you,
that you have of talking.
And I've heard you...
Yeah, you have called the show before,
Sunday.
Haven't you?
You were on Sunday night. Same person. You were the same person on Sunday night talking about Diana. You're the same guy.
Let's go on to William in Birmingham, Alabama. Go ahead, William.
Hey, you know...
Yes, sir.
I've got to say, many points have been made, good points. Ryan Dunn was... loved by his fans, and
exactly,
absolutely loved. And
Mr. Henry's talking about how he died, and I don't think it's right. You know, nobody needs to know that. Not now.
Well,
but the guy in San Antonio, they do.
How can you actually not make a positive? I mean, like young people learning that drinking and driving is terrible, even.
Oh, don't play that, okay?
He brought up drinking and driving.
Don't play that. I can't hear what the man's saying.
Well,
go ahead,
I mean,
sir.
If it can teach people that, you know, even all the crazy stunts that Ryan Dunn has done to make us all laugh, make, you know, just make everybody have a good
right.
time. And even somebody like that can have accidents. And, you know, people can really...
Well, he just did it again,
teach.
Yeah.
So in other words, he can't even bring up the fact that he had an accident.
I don't want to hear he said he had an accident because that leads into the drinking and the driving. So I'd rather not hear that. Let's just say, William, that Ryan Dunn...
You'd rather learn from other people...
Learn? What are you talking about, learn? That's not the news. That's not the job of the news media. The job of the news media is to report an event. And
you just said it there, to report an event.
Right. But they don't have to give specifics. They don't have to go into the gory details. Ryan Dunn died.
That's all.
If a sex offender lives in your neighborhood, you don't want to know about it?
If a sex offender lives in my neighborhood, all they have to say is the following thing. A sex offender lives in your neighborhood.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I don't need to know, you know, what he did any more than I need to know.
Driving had a wreck.
I see, you just did it again. I wish you would tell these people...
I'm not going to tell my callers. I'm not telling my listeners not to say anything. I'm sorry. What'd you say, William?
It's going to be used as a learning tool for young people to say, "Wow, if famous people
exactly.
can die this way.
Thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL here. We're talking about something that I think is very important. What do you report? What don't you report? Okay, Ryan Dunn is loved by people. Ryan Dunn is a well, you know, respected and loved actor. He died, and that's all you want them to say.
That's all you have to say, and you don't, and it's not that that's all we want. That's all we demand. And we're telling people in the news media, and we're telling other people to back off of anything else about Ryan Dunn because it hurts me. And
what about the man in San Antonio who said that, you know, his family might be hurt?
But the difference is he's not famous.
He's not famous.
He's not famous. He's not in the movies. When you take an average person and that person dies in an automobile accident, it may be an automobile accident that involves gasoline streaming into the street and igniting. It may be an automobile accident that involves something I saw on television today, an exploding truck at a gas station, and there were two people in it. Did they die? You bet. Now, that needs to be reported. And it needs to be reported because the average person is going to find themselves in that situation. Do you think a movie actor or a famous, you think Princess Diana, you brought up Princess Diana, do you think she's going to find herself in a truck at a gas station? No. So this is something the average person needs to learn. Now when you talk about Princess Diana or Ryan Dunn, you don't go near that. You imagine Princess Diana pulled into a gas station today and her truck exploded. Are you going to report that?
Yes, of course.
Well, you don't know what's going on. You don't even know what time it is. Could you please? Yeah, thank you.
Why am I getting the flush there?
To even go near that topic is something that I do not understand, nor do I countenance.
877-876-PHIL. Well, I do, and the thing that's doubly offensive is that the average guy. Yeah, the details of his death need to be reported, but a movie actor? No way. Here is Greenville, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Greenville, North Carolina? Yes, sir. Tim, is it? Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Jacksonville, North. My point is I'm a firefighter. We're sitting up here at the fire department with a bunch of the guys listening to this, and we deal with this topic a lot, all the time. You know, we see stuff, out there. And the fact that these two, the 17-year-old, I don't even get on that one, but this guy telling you what you can talk about on the it's like censoring you, it's
we would rather that, crazy. Mr. Henry, when it comes to movie actors, when it comes to movie stars,
shouldn't matter. He's a person. He's a person, is he not?
He's beloved of millions of people.
I've been a fan of his since I can remember. But
there you go. There you go. So we don't want to hear about...
And the facts. The fact. It's the fact. It's not like he's making up stuff. It's not like he's adding things in it that didn't happen. It's the fact.
Exactly.
So what do you want him to add in? What do you want? Let me see. What do you want him to add in? What do you want not to be censored?
Need to add in just the facts. There's no need to make up stuff. He's reporting
just
the facts.
What are the facts? What are the facts?
You're going to flush me. I'm not stupid. You're trying to set me up.
Oh, here we go. See, David, you're playing games.
I want to know how alert your listeners are.
Who is it? I don't even know why you got this guy.
My name is David G. Hall. I'm the vice president of syndication for the show, sir. I am the program director for the show. That means that I have final editorial control of the show. And when Mr. Henry says stuff...
Your opinion means the same as any other person's. Okay?
No, not when it comes to Henry, no. And if he brings up, see, you were going to say it, and then you go, you're going to flush me, which gave people the idea that I'm censoring you.
Yeah,
and I wanted to censor that.
Exactly. Freedom of speech. I can't hear anything.
That's the idea. Well, sir, I would say that you respected Ryan Dunn. We all did. Justin McElroy, this young man, is with us. But for you to come on the radio and say, I demand that... he was a movie star. Now, if it was you, Tim, and I know you work for the fire department, I know you're a good man, but you're an anonymous man. So if you died that way, of course we'd report the grisly details.
So
and boy, is that ever disrespectful.
You died that way? What about you died that way? I have no clue who you are. I've never heard of you before.
I am in the media, so I would not want you to report that.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. This man's a firefighter. This man has more value to us than a great many people. If you want to give Ryan Dunn that respect, I agree with you, but you'd have to give it to Tim, too.
Are you... With nothing against you, Tim. Where do you work?
I work at a paid fire department in North Carolina.
Big.
Were you going to say big deal?
Well, no, I didn't want to say big deal, but I mean,
what?
That's not even New York. You know where all that stuff happened, the 9/11?
You talk to any firefighter, it doesn't matter.
It's unbelievable. Listen, Tim, thank you for all the great work you and your fellows there, your comrades there at the fire station do. We appreciate it very much. We have to move on. 877-876-PHIL. I guess you censored that guy for good reasons.
Yeah, did you hear him drop the S-bomb? I didn't hear you doing anything about it. Thank God for Bud Dickman. Thank God that Dickman was there hitting that flush.
Yeah, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with our final segment here with David G. Hall, Justin McElroy, and Ryan Dunn, and what should and shouldn't be reported when it comes to these stories of people that we respect and we had so much fun watching and we enjoyed so much, and yet there may be a lesson to learn with their deaths. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And if you're traveling about the Internet, you might stop by our website, philhendryshow.com. You can get a backstage pass and watch live streaming video of our show, which is on right now. If you were watching our video right now, you would see me in the firing range. This is the place where we've taken a great many, radio executives and program directors and general managers and shot them.
Watch how you say that.
Whatever. Anyway, that's the firing range. We also have a few other views. We have our camera 3 from the Buddy Bear angle, and you not only get our live streaming video, you also have access to all of our archives, as well as all of our rants, as well as all of our webisodes, as well as all of our Classic Phil podcasts as well, and the daily podcast of the show, which people enjoy. So head on over to philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass, and become a member of a very, very hip family. 877-876-PHIL, back on the line, David G. Hall and Justin McElroy, as we discuss Ryan Dunn, and not so much Ryan Dunn, but the reporting of the passing, the death of Ryan Dunn. I think I've been very respectful.
Well, you're saying the passing of Ryan Dunn, which I think is respectful, and then in the next breath, you bring up gasoline fires.
I did not bring up a gasoline fire, you did.
All right, right there, bud, please.
Thanks. Yeah, I got it.
See, right there.
I didn't bring that up. You did.
I didn't hear you. What?
I didn't bring up gasoline fires. You did.
You brought up the gasoline. I brought up gasoline fires. Yes, I did. But then you quoted me. And what I'm trying to...
What is this, man? Is this you, in other words, are the guy that's allowed to say these things, and I'm not?
I want to jump in, Mr. Henry, because Ryan Dunn, as I said, was very... people liked him a lot, okay? And... nobody is saying that we want anybody to be hurt.
In fact,
no one's saying that we want anybody to go to have had an accident like Ryan Dunn's, okay? But what we're saying is, if those things happen, and they are going to happen, we'd much rather it had to be of a person that was not in the movies and was not...
Well, that gentleman from San Antonio said it very well. How do you know that a lot of people aren't going to mourn my passing?
Oh, people, as many people that mourn Ryan Dunn?
Yeah, as many people mourn Ryan Dunn. I don't think they get people to mourn Ryan Dunn.
I didn't understand that. 877.
I said, as many. You listen to him?
I got to take a phone call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Matt in New York. Hi, Matt. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall and Justin McElroy.
Hey, how are you? All right. Well, I
very good, sir. Thank you.
I think your toilet cleaning guy needs to just relax a little bit and think about the passenger of the car that was killed also for a second. And he has a family. He probably has a mother and father that loved him very much. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, that's...
All right, why are we hearing that? Why can't I hear what the man has to say?
The man is bringing up the passenger of the car. I don't think that's fair at all. I still think it's fair.
He doesn't have a right to exist and to die with dignity.
Yes, he does. But in this context, we're talking about Ryan Dunn, and we don't need to talk about the other guy right now.
But Ryan,
why not?
Ryan Dunn is driving this car, and he's got a passenger. So he has...
All right, let's can it with the toilet flushing.
I'm talking about sensitivity.
Why can't we talk about this man's passenger?
Exactly. Why can't we?
Because it's... I'll tell you why. Because you want to bring that passenger up to besmirch Ryan Dunn. If you just wanted to bring the passenger up, I would welcome that conversation.
How is he going to bring the passenger up and not talk about Ryan Dunn?
And say, we're sorry that this young man died.
Ryan Dunn is driving the car. The passenger's sitting there, okay? Now, Ryan Dunn has a responsibility, and so does the passenger. If they were both, under the influence, then then they were both, overlooking the fact that, they should have...
Would you turn that... Please turn that off.
That was a ship siren.
You know what, Matt? Your points are very, very well made, and I appreciate it. Not only that, these... Come on, will you?
I'm sorry. This is a sensitivity alert. A sensitivity alert. We are asking people now to not pay attention to Mr. Henry and this other guy. Forget about it, okay? Keep going, yeah.
Phil.
Sensitivity alert.